The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
And now, from the rooftop of the Rockies, it's Backbone Radio with Matt Dunn.
Hour two, let's hit it. It's Backbone Radio, and as we talked about in the last hour, we have some data here. Sixth annual Law Enforcement Appreciation Day will be at Civic Center Park in Denver on July 19th from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m., and that would be a Sunday. Next Sunday, July 19th, 3 to 6 p.m., I'll be in here doing a little radio show starting at 5 p.m., so I might relay some information that comes out of there. But again, 6th Annual Law Enforcement Appreciation Day, Civic Center Park, Denver, on July 19th, starting at 3 p.m. So put that one in your little black books, your little planners, ladies and gentlemen. Now, got a lot to cover this hour. One thing I want to do, all the polls have been bad, right? All the polls have been negativo, if you buy those. But there are a few out there that are different. And there's one that has quite a bit of validity, and it's Helmut Norpoth, a professor at Stony Brook, which is out there in New York. It's New York State Stony Brook, I believe, is the formal name. Anyway, his findings are that President Trump has a 91% chance of winning the November 2020 re-election. You saw him on Lou Dobbs. I remember seeing him in 2016. He was one of the only voices, along with myself, here at Backbone Radio, saying that Trump was going to win. But apparently Mr. Norpoth has a model that gauges voter enthusiasm and some other little metrics. And he's been right about he's predicted the outcome accurately for 25 of the 27 elections going back to 1912. His model has been accurate. So put that one in your mind. Trump 91% chance of winning, says Professor Norpoth. And by the way, voter enthusiasm, Biden has zero. Zero enthusiasm for Biden from anybody. Even in his own basement, there's no enthusiasm for Joe Biden. Yeah, you can just feel it. It's a fake. It's a fake campaign, the way Mueller was a fake figurehead for the whole special counsel monstrosity. Another poll, David Maddox, political editor of the British Sunday Express, is having a poll that Trump and Biden are tied at 47%, but Trump wins the Electoral College 309 to 229. And David Maddox, his polling finds that the Black Lives Matter riots have created a backlash that is helping Donald Trump. And he also identifies voter concerns that Joe Biden's apparently fragile and scrambled mental state is giving voters some hesitation about Joe Biden. Okay, so why don't we factor those in there just a little bit? And now, let's get to, I think, this is kind of a moving on, a pivoting kind of a moment, I think, with that Durham AG Barr news about the punt, which I'll go into a little bit more. But I think, what if we just clear the table and look at things fresh again, focus on, we have November, we've got, how many days is it? 100 and some days. I forgot the exact number. And we got to be focused. We got to be warrior mode all the way, come what may. And I think Jesse Waters, in his opening monologue last night, he got some good points in. I want to just see what you think of this. I mean, Jesse Waters is ready to look at this with fresh eyes, and here's what he has to say.
Stone's small potatoes compared to the stakes of the election. Free Stone, free Flynn, let Durham indict some bad guys. But we have to stop looking in the rearview mirror. The election is less than 4 months away. There's only three issues: jobs, China, and Biden, a dangerous buffoon who's going to destroy everything Americans been working towards. Trump is the jobs president. Biden is the mob president. Trump was elected because he was a businessman who was looking out for the working man after the Obama-Biden regime let foreign nations and illegal immigrants steal jobs. good-paying jobs, especially manufacturing jobs, were roaring back until the Chinese communists let the virus escape out of Wuhan into the world.
There you go. No rearview mirror. Forward, onward. Three big issues identified by Waters. And I think there's a few more, but why not keep it simple? Jobs, China, and Biden. Focus on that. And guess what? Trump wins hands down on every one of those issues. Jobs, 2.8 million new jobs in May. Jobs, 4.8 million new jobs in June. Record-setting numbers there for new jobs. He's built the economy once. He can do it again. Yes, Barack Obama, Donald Trump does have a magic wand. Warriors, you got a magic wand? Yes, he has a magic wand, and he deserves to have it again. China, good old China. Yeah, they've been suffering with Donald Trump around because Donald Trump's the first politician outside of the establishment, free and uncontrolled by the American establishment, who can stand up to China, who can put American working class and middle class first. Okay? It's amazing how quickly Trump and his team of Wolverine economic advisors, Peter Navarro among them, Wilbur Ross among them, the Wilburine, have gotten that done in China. Oh, they want to see Trump lose. You can count on that. Joe Biden has had his son, Hunter, on the payroll of a big Chinese company. Yeah, the Bidens have gotten rich off of China, but President Trump has stood up to them. Oh, much to his everlasting credit, Trump has changed the world there. So is China playing germ warfare in league with the American establishment and ruling class who are all financially wedded and tied into China? Waters continues.
The Chinese government lied, covered it up, hoarded masks, gouged us, and then blamed us. Trump needs to confront China and rally the country around made in the USA and hold the communists accountable. Bringing factories out of China and back to the Americas puts the foreign policy and the economic policy together. Protecting America from COVID-19 and punishing the source keeps Americans safe and focused.
The source of the plague that has been afflicting us is China. And you notice the mainstream media, the American university, they won't talk about it because they're all tied in. They're bought off by China. Have you ever seen this? A shameless ruling class heading up our country is more tied to the welfare and the benefits of another country because they can shave out the American worker and polish and pocket the difference. You know how that goes. And Biden, he has been wrong on China for decades, absolute decades. Now he's trying to pivot because he knows he's in trouble on the wrong. He's on the wrong side of that issue. He's on the wrong side of history. Good luck with that, Biden. Let's bring a little bit more Waters in. This is good stuff.
And now it's time to define Biden. He's a fool who can't be trusted with power. He's been a Washington politician his whole life and put America last during the Cold War and the War on Terror. He let China and the Europeans eat our lunch while the forgotten men and women suffered. He never protected us from criminal illegals or ISIS. And he doesn't have the spine to stand up to the Bernie Bros, AOC, Pelosi, Antifa, or the mob. Biden's an economic illiterate who lets lobbyists and the globalists write the rules and rig the game. Even his family members take advantage of Joe because he's an easy mark. But don't let folksy good old Joe fool you. It's just a slick sales job by the pros. Biden's an empty suit for socialism. So the Trump campaign should be hammering away at what really matters. Boom, boom, boom. It's right there for the taking. No more distractions. Let's finish writing the American comeback story. There's not a lot of time left.
That's right. There is not a lot of time left. And I do think that every moment we spend waiting for Durham and Barr at this point is wasted time. I hate to say it. Nobody knows more about that stuff than us around here at Backbone. And man, is that a grievous, unfathomable scandal by the American deep state, by the Obamagate perpetrators. But what about jobs, China, and Joe Biden? Yeah, what about that? And get ready for Joe Biden to try to weasel out of the debates. He's incapacitated down there in his basement. There's no way he's going to debate. And I said this months ago, no way is Biden going to go in there and debate Donald Trump. And I'm going to do a segment on that here coming up. But remember, think about how much have we been talking about China over these past few months? How much? Very little. How come the media refuses to be critical of the Chinese Communist Party, the CCP? Why is that? How come American universities are refusing to be critical of China? And we've gone through all this, and sometimes it's maybe worthwhile to repeat that China had this virus breakout, interestingly, coincidentally, right where the Wuhan Institute of Virology happens to be where they study coronaviruses. Oh, yeah, just a coincidence there. And so they have the virus breakout. They sit on it. They don't tell the rest of the world. But, oh, then we find out that China is not allowing people from Wuhan to travel anywhere within China. They're locked in. If they want to travel within China, if they're in Wuhan. But, oh, no problem. You can travel anywhere else around the world. How's that for damning? How's that for worthy of criticism? China spread that virus willfully around the rest of the world, but they tried to block it from spreading around China itself, and we should never, ever forget that. And remember, President Trump blocked travel out of China into America early. It was January 31st. He had the foresight to block it. He took criticism from Biden. Biden said, oh, that's xenophobic. That's xenophobic. You can't do that. And all the Democrats were not on board with what Trump did. And now they're rewriting history, trying to say that, oh, Trump should have acted earlier. He was the first one to act on this. Oh, China. Yeah, it's about China.
News Talk 710 KNUS. Listen live at radio.com. This is Backbone Radio with Matt Dunn. News Talk 710 KNUS.
Oh, yeah, it is Backbone Radio. Biden would take us straight down the highway to hell, don't you think?
Living easy, living free. Season ticket on a one-way ride. Asking nothing, leave me be. Check out every day on my spine.
Love that riff.
No reason.
Am I the only one? No way that could be.
Going down, party time. My friends are gonna be there too.
We're on the
highway to hell. On the highway to hell. Highway to hell. On the highway to hell.
Oh yeah, that's the choice. It really is the choice on November 3rd. Which highway do you want to be on? The highway to America first. The golden MAGA economy. Jobs, jobs everywhere. Revitalized middle and working classes. Lowest unemployment in history for minorities. Or do you want to be on Joe Biden's highway? Con el Diablo, ladies and gentlemen. Anyway, yeah, welcome back. I'm going to talk to Father Hugh here in just a second. I know that's his favorite song. Isn't that his favorite song, Father Hugh's favorite song? He loves him, AC/DC, right? But he has to hang on one second because I've got to get this audio in. Peter Navarro, this is what, you know, Joe Biden is coming out imitating, plagiarizing Trump's Buy American stand up to China. Joe Biden, 50 years in D.C., has never once stood up to China. In fact, he put his son Hunter on the Chinese payroll. Anyway, Peter Navarro this morning with Maria said this.
Joe Biden is the candidate of the Chinese Communist Party. Trump, buy American. Joe Biden, buy China.
Yeah, Biden is the candidate of the country that sent us the plague. How's that for a good thing to have on your resume? More in a reaction from Navarro. And then off to Father Hugh. Navarro, what do you think about Joe Biden plagiarizing, stealing, shamelessly stealing President Trump's winning economic agenda?
Peter, it is good to see you this morning. Well, obviously, Joe Biden agrees with your plan to buy America. Your reaction to the former vice president's economic plan released this past week?
Poll-driven plagiarist by China Joe Biden. I was astonished by that, given Joe Biden's history. I think everybody remembers back in 1988 when Biden ran for president and did the trifecta of plagiarism when he ripped off JFK, RFK, and Neil Kinnock in speeches and had to withdraw from the race in shame and embarrassment. And now he's just blatantly ripping off the president's Buy American agenda, which goes back to the president going down the escalator with the beautiful Melania. It started back then. Guess what? I've personally been at the president's side when he signed at least seven Buy American orders. That's seven more than Biden signed or Obama signed during their term. And every one of those has worked to create American jobs. We dramatically reduced the waivers, increased the amount of Buy American in government procurement. We upped the amount of iron and steel to close to 100%. And so listening to Joe Biden, I thought it was a really bad judgment.
It's really amazing what Trump has done to stand up to the entire American elite, ruling class establishment, and stand up to China. And remember, never forget, China owns Biden. Biden will never lift a finger on China, ever. This is all fake, all phony, like everything else about his whole campaign down in the basement. Yeah, Father Hugh, Father Hugh. I'm glad I could play some AC/DC for you today, but Father Hugh, how are you getting along out there? What's on your mind?
Well, first of all, I'm going to talk you down off the ledge.
Okay.
And the other thing, of course, is, you know, you insist that, you know, musically I'm mired in the 14th century. Aretha, nobody like her. And
Aretha Franklin?
You got it.
No, she's 15th century. That's not 14th.
That's right. From, you know, the Netherlands, the polyphony. Yeah. No, actually, something I have. I was in basic training, and I heard Respect, and I...
And you liked it.
Oh, it's phenomenal.
And that when you hear it, and you just have to dance. But Father Hugh, I'm on a ledge, am I? What ledge is this you can talk me off of? I'd appreciate.
Okay, here we go. We're going to do the...
The fatherly wisdom.
We're going to do the... The en banc hearing.
Sullivan, en banc hearing. As we expected he would probably do, he did it.
I went online to see what the lineup of the court is and what the vote would be. There are 17 justices. And so I couldn't
D.C. Circuit has 17 justices. A three-panel board ruled against Judge Sullivan, and he said, well, I want the whole circuit to review it, and that's what the 17's about. And so what's the ratio? What's the breakdown in numbers there?
It's I got a schedule that showed who appointed people. There were five Reagan appointees. We're talking about 17 judges.
Yep.
So I couldn't find the percentage. It's locked away in some rule that they need, but I assume it's a majority. A majority will do it, which would be 9. And by God, we have 5 Reagan appointees, 3 Trump appointees, and 1 George H.W. Bush appointee, which I would have said, oh my God, you know, it's up for grabs. In fact, it's Judge Henderson who joined with Judge Rao.
Right, right.
Doing the mandamus. So, that's sort of my prediction is, and oh, one other thing. Against my better.
Well, just to summarize that point, if it's 5-3-1, that adds up to 9. 9's the majority on a 17 circuit panel. Henderson, who you might think would be the flaky George H.W. Bush appointee, she went right with Rao on that original. She was part of that 3-judge panel. So 5 Reagan, hopefully Reagan appointed the right people. Hopefully Trump appointed. We should get this. Maybe we don't need to pardon Flynn. Is that the ledge I'm on?
Well, the other piece, in the Epoch Times, the most recent version, you know, they have that little section inside the front page on little news snippets. And there was our girlfriend, Sydney. And Sydney said, the snippet said, I have heard that there are going to be other emails and evidence dropping.
Yep. U.S. Attorney Jeff Jensen out of the St. Louis area keeps dropping more exculpatory information that somehow Van Grack and the corrupt Mueller people in the DOJ somehow never did give to Flynn and his defense team. There's going to be more. It's going to be like a drumbeat. It's going to be like a drip, drip.
That's right. Or yeah. Alternatively, you just heard that there was a decision in the U.K. against Steele for libel.
Yes.
And
that was sweet.
So who knows what may come out of the European scene. In any case, bottom line, I wish it were otherwise. Barr frightens me, and let me mention the downside. You recall that on his own, he just flat out announced that they weren't going to pursue the president,
right?
Obama and Biden. Okay, so that gave me palpitations. And then just yeah. last week, he said that he thought that the decision to pardon Stone was
right.
And
here's the wall, but that's AG Barr for you. And you know what? It's like I'm about to say, screw that guy, screw Barr and Durham. I'm about there.
KNUS Denver, a Salem Media Group station.
This is Backbone Radio with Matt Dunn, News Talk 710 KNUS.
This is a Backbone signature song. The last days of disco.
We just gotta go where it takes us. Let nothing come between us. Feel the magic in the cold night air. Let the music catch us unaware.
You've never heard this before. You have to admit it. Let's dance in those last days of disco. That's our homage to the sweet sounds of the 70s this evening. No decade had better music. We're doing some hat tipping to Charlie Daniels, RIP, this evening, American patriot and legend. At any rate, let's get right back to the matter at hand. I want to do a little segment about this. Goya Foods. It's a Hispanic-owned, very large food company. You probably are familiar with many of their canned products, including different kinds of beans and other excellent products. And they've been around forever, and they're really great. And our family has consumed Goya products for many years, especially on Taco Tuesday, yeah? At any rate, the CEO of Goya, Bob Unanue, has come out and was praising President Donald Trump, praising Trump. Said, what a great president he has been. And what does the left do? The left, okay, it's all hands on deck to beat up Goya Foods now. They're talking about boycotting Goya Foods now. The left, the Twitter hashtags, going all hands on deck. And I'll tell you what, this is the cancel culture. They want to enforce silence, especially upon minority businesses, minority individuals who might happen to say something positive about President Trump and work well with President Trump, because it's all about this. President Trump polls extremely well with Hispanic voters and polls extremely well with African-American voters. And if you look at the economic results under President Donald Trump, Hispanics and African-Americans had the lowest all-time unemployment levels in the golden MAGA economy before the germ warfare hit. By the way, it's now coming back nicely. Look at the data on that. So, been saying this for a long time. For every time I report those polls about how well Trump is doing with Hispanics and African Americans, I say, guess what? The Democrats are going to have to find some way to blow this up, to not let this happen. And we've been seeing it, folks. You've been just look around at what the media is reporting to you, and that is designed to correct those polls. It's amazing the ruthlessness with which the left enforces their dictates and enforces their divisions on the American people. And they can't have some famous and successful Hispanic CEO Bob Unanue standing up and praising President Donald Trump. And so they came down on him like a ton of bricks to send a signal. They want to enforce the silence. They want to shut you up. That's how the Democrats play ball. Cancel culture. It is all about that. And why don't we listen to, this is again, Jesse Waters is on a roll right now. Listen, I think he has a very good summary of this. And by the way, why not go out and buy some Goya Foods? Don't let the left and those nasty cancel culture people on the left get away with this. Support Goya.
Praise for President Trump from the CEO of Goya Foods, sparking calls for a boycott from liberals. Imagine that. But that CEO refusing to apologize. This reminds me of what Kanye West said the other day, Corey. He was talking about how the Democratic Party uses threats to coerce minorities into staying in the Democrat camp. And this is what that is again. Instead of persuading minority business owners with results or words, they're trying to go after their bottom line with intimidation. That's because the liberals have failed the minority community, and so they have to keep them in line with threats like this.
There you go. Jesse Waters, I think, bringing that one home. Do we want to have the nastiness of the Democrat Party issuing these kinds of threats like this to keep people in line, not let people think their own thoughts, try to punish people who just use their own minds and say whatever they want to say? Big kudos for that CEO of Goya Foods, Bob Unanue, not sure how you pronounce it, and I always get it wrong when I try to pronounce words. But kudos for him for not apologizing. He never did apologize. He did not buckle down. They're trying to make an example of him. Oh, they wanted him to do like the Drew Brees thing and apologize four times in a row. Yeah, apologize. Sorry. He's not doing it. Don't you think that deserves some recognition, some commendation, some kind of like a backbone award? We should start bestowing those backbone awards for this CEO of Goya Foods. And we saw, Bob Unanue went on the Fox and Friends program, and he was asked about this, and he's talking about, he was asked, is this an attempt of the left to try to suppress your speech? And he goes into, he did some things with the Obama administration. And of course, that was all fine then. Never got criticized. And they didn't try to suppress him and shut him up then. But now, with Trump, they're trying to make an example. We could all en masse stand up to what these punishing tactics are on the left. We got to stand up to that. Stay unified. And don't let these boycott things work. Don't let them do that. That's not America. It's so anti-American to do this crap, folks. Let's hear what Bob Unanue said on Fox and Friends.
Brian, yes. It's suppression of speech. In 2012, 8 years ago, I was called by Michelle Obama to Tampa, and they were mentioning to launch a My Plate thing, which we put on. It's putting the nutritional pyramid into a plate of portion control. They wanted to approach the African-American community, the Hispanic community, to eat more nutritionally. So they called on us as the most recognized Hispanic brand in the United States, and I went. I went to the White House later, and I introduced in Hispanic Heritage Month President Obama. And so you're allowed to talk good or to praise one president, but you're not allowed, when I was called to be part of this commission to aid in economic and educational prosperity, and you make a positive comment, all of a sudden, that's not acceptable. So, I'm not apologizing for saying, and especially if you're called by the President of the United States, you're going to say, no, I'm sorry, I'm busy, no thank you. I didn't say that to the Obamas, and I didn't say that to President Trump.
There you go. Now, that's just a courageous individual who's standing up to the mob, the leftist mob that wants to enforce the divisions and shut you down. It's what they want. You start thinking about, what can I do? What things can we do? as individuals out there, you know, one thing you can concretely do, go out and buy some Goya canned food products, like some of their pinto beans, black beans. Get some of the Goya. That's doing something, and that will help the Goya bottom line. And, of course, these boycott threats, they're empty. It's hysteria, and they try to prey upon, you know, some weak and vulnerable CEOs like you might see in the NFL, right? And get a lot of media hysteria. So if you control the media, you can create that kind of hysteria. And then there's a lot of, you know, some of the folks that they don't seem to have the ability to stand up to that very well. But not like this Goya CEO. So impressed with that. And one of those clips, Jesse Waters mentioned Kanye West. And Kanye West, yeah, running for president. Kanye West has said that, gosh, you know, the Democrats, they issue threats against him to try to shut him down. How nice is that, you know, threatening Kanye West? He's just a singer. He's an artist. He's doing his thing. And the left wants to shut him up. How nice is that? Yeah. But he's running for president. How's that going to work out? Well, President Trump thinks that, hey, Kanye, he's going to always be with us. President Trump on Kanye West, the juggernaut.
I also put in your executive order.
Sean Hannity. Reform,
but now Kanye, apparently he's running for president. What's your reaction?
Well, I like his voice being heard, but he's always going to be for us. I mean, he's going to be for us, and his wife is going to be for us. But I like...
He said he's taken off the red hat.
The problem is, you know, he's missed some states, little thing like that. He's missed a few states, like about 12. So you have to do that. But he's a very good guy. He is a person that I get along with very well. And in the end, I think he would support us over anyone else. But, you know, if he does or not, look, we have to stop the radical left from taking over our country, ripping down our great heroes. They're ripping down our heroes. When they take down those statues and those monuments, when they take down George Washington.
There you go. And that's Trump talking about Kanye West. And he, you know, he sees Kanye as a friend and an ally. And Kanye West's wife, what's her name? One of those reality TV. I should know that name, but I guess I just don't watch much reality TV. Anyway, but they're pals with President Trump, and oh yeah, the media and the left, want to come down on them with everything they have got. You know, and that's the funny thing is they try to divide America. They'll threaten the Goya Foods CEO. They'll threaten Kanye West and try to shut them up. Then they turn around without missing a beat and say, oh, golly, Trump is dividing America. Ah, you see how that works? It's so important to see how that works. That the left divides America. The left tears down the statues, silences Kanye, tries to silence the Goya CEO. And then they turn around and say, oh, look, golly, you know, hey, there's Trump. Trump is dividing America. You see how this works. It's the oldest trick in the book. It goes back all through human history and some of the worst parts of human nature there, in my opinion. All right, now we have some question marks on how our outro audio is going to work here. We're about to find...
News Talk 710 KNUS. Listen live at radio.com.
Now, back to Backbone Radio with Matt Dunn. News Talk 710 KNUS.
Salt and lime. Cousin Claire Dunn, it's a salt and lime summer. Bring it up.
Safari Jeep with the sand in the seats. Free will and feeling just you and me. Yeah. We were umbrella drink, I love yous. Never leave, never want tos. Even when the sun's and fade away. I think of you every time the sun. Rockin' lime on those turquoise days and sunburned nights. No matter how much time goes by, I go back to paradise. In my mind and all it takes is salt and lime.
Yeah, we're going to enjoy a salt and lime salt summer. And don't let it go yet. In spite of it all, we're going to enjoy our salt and lime summer. And I always try to promote the great work of my country singer cousin, Claire Dunn. Lives out in Nashville. And she's had a few really high up top hits. I think they got to number 6. Her last set of singles a couple years ago. And this song, Salt and Lime, deserves to be number 1. Salt, Rock and Lime. Bring it to number one. Claire Dunn, Salt and Lime. Let's have some more volume. You got to dance. My kids love dancing to this one. Guitar solo. Great guitarist, by the way, is Claire Dunn. Does all of her own music. Got to admit it. It's a good one. I played it a couple weeks ago. And it's back. Let's just make a point of enjoying this summer. And by the way, every year I choose my favorite summer song of the year. Summer song of the summer. That's why I call it the summer song. And I can guarantee you pretty much that one's going to be the winner for summer 2020. Salt and Lime. Enjoying it, indeed. In spite of it all. And I had a very, very helpful text to studio. Kim Kardashian is the one I'm thinking of. And I had a text. Somebody just said, I bought Salt and Lime. Rockin', right on. That song will get you up and dancing. And, you know, we're in warrior mode around here. We're only 100 and some days to the election. We are in warrior mode. So we're letting it all hang out. And one thing, Anthony Fauci, I'm coming down. I have been trying to defend Fauci for all this time. And guess what? He's a fraud. I decided he is a fraud. I was trying to give him the benefit of the doubt for so long, but no more. No more. The guy is a deep state operative. And Angelo Codavilla over at American Greatness writes this great article yesterday. It's called Fauci is a Deep State Fraud. The pandemics guru unfortunately behaves as an ordinary creature of the Washington swamp. And Codavilla starts out. He's a great professor. I've studied under him. He was at Boston University. And he's part of the Claremont Institute. Anyway, he says, Codavilla, I knew for sure that Anthony Fauci is a fraud after listening to him for about 10 seconds. So it took me a little longer. I have to admit, you know, I'm a science guy. I was trying to give him the benefit of it, but no. And Fauci came on the other day and he said, you know, hey, the reason why he's not on TV very much is because he speaks too much truth and that, you know, sometimes the TV people don't want the truth sayer on there. And guess what? Eric Bolling, formerly of Fox News, has been trying to request interviews with Fauci for months, and Fauci always says no. So Fauci's turning down TV requests all the time. And Fauci, the other day, he went on air and he was saying that, oh, the American people, unfortunately, they're anti-science. And fortunately, you know, in America, we have this anti-science attitude to deal with. And I'll tell you what, no one talks that way. The better scientists don't talk that way at all. It's the political hacks that talk that way. That's another dead giveaway. And another one, Fauci is always going out there and saying stuff and then having to walk it back the next day. He's done that at least a dozen times, big time walk backs of something he says one day, and then he turns around and says something different the next day, kind of has to correct it. And that has got to, you think, all right, he's a little older, maybe he just doesn't know how to handle the media, you know, he just says stuff and then he thinks better of it, but no. You don't get to walk back that much stuff when you've got an effort to shut down the economy again, and that's what he did the other day. He said, well, yeah, we need to look at shutting down the economy again. The next day he comes out and says, well, what I meant to say was pause the economy maybe in some hotspot areas. And so I'm just on record as saying Fauci is a fraud, along with my mentor, Angelo Codavilla. Check that article, just blistering on the Fauci fraud. Really, really unfortunate that you would have scientific deep staters in there trying to play whatever tricks they're playing on this country. Oh, Lordy, Lord Almighty. Let's get to the phone lines. And James in Denver. James, thank you for hanging on. Matt, welcome aboard.
Matt, yeah. I have a little prediction.
Yeah, lay it on.
Fauci will be gone next Trump term.
November 4th.
Either he quits or he's fired. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. But,
agreed.
You know, as far as the polls go, you know, we can't believe the polls because, you know, Hillary would be president. So as far as the polls go, and I include the Italians, the Russians, the Germans, and French. Don't believe them. Anyway.
Exactly. By the way, expect one thing, James. The polls are going to say Trump is down all the way to the end.
Yeah, well,
the way to November 3rd. They're going to say he's down.
I know you wouldn't want to take this bet, but if you want the real poll, the real, real poll, how about let's contact the Goya supervisor and see how his sales plummeted or raised since this incident. Because usually, you know, I grab the Kroger's cheap brand, but you know what? I think I'm going to grab the Goya brand next time.
Hey, that's a good motto. Grab the Goya.
Yeah, so I would be willing to bet that his sales are going up. That is the real poll.
Mm-hmm.
You think so?
That's the real poll. And there's more real polls. Watch where they spend resources. And Biden trying to emulate or imitate or plagiarize or steal President Trump's policy on China and Buy American.
Yeah.
That tells you that Biden knows that he's losing on the economy. He's losing on China.
He doesn't have the intelligence to think of his own plan. He has to steal. So anyway, that's all I wanted to mention. Let's follow that Goya market. Let's follow, see how they're doing. I'd be willing to bet that is the real poll. Thanks,
yep,
Matt.
And I am with you, James. That is the real poll. And guess what? I'll bet you, I'll take this bet. I'll bet you you're going to see sales jump for Goya Foods because they have gotten a mountain of publicity. And President Trump polls 40%+ approvals with Hispanic voters. And to the extent that they would be following this and see a Hispanic CEO mistreated, maltreated by the media, by the Democrat deep state hacks, you know, I think they might go out and just stock up on some Goya. Yeah, and if Fauci's going to try to shut us down again, lock us up again, then maybe we should, like, supply ourselves with plenty of Goya to make it through another lockdown. But American people are going to say no thank you to that, by the way. They'll try to do it. They know they have to block the Trump golden economy heading into November. And they'll do anything to do it, including try to shut us down again. Is that not amazing? What kind of people are these people?